Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, a space where the healing, liberation, and well-being of Black women is centered and prioritized. My name is Bree Mitchell, and I am not only the host of the show, I'm also the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care, as well as a self-care advocate. Here, I share tips, thoughts, and conversations that are cultivated to pour into your self-care cup. I'm so glad you're here. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Hey, hey, what's going on? I'm so glad to be with you today. Happy Monday. Happy Thanksgiving week. It is time to get out the stretchy pants. It is time to start planning your naps. I don't know about you, but I plan on taking, I'm probably going to do a nap a day starting on maybe Wednesday. That sounds pretty fair and good for me. Probably take a nap a day Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and possibly Sunday. Does that sound good? That definitely sounds good for me. Hey, if you're new here, in case you did not know, my name is Bree. I am the founder of Brown Girls Self-Care, and I'm the host of the show. I call myself your introverted self-care bestie, your introverted self-care push-up, whatever you want to say. But I'm a self-care coach, and specifically for Black women, like FUBU, for us, by us. And, you know, I didn't want to get on the microphone in my quote-unquote studio, aka my bedroom, where my professional microphone is. And so I'm doing this voice memo from my phone on my couch in my living room because that's what I felt like doing. I'm focusing on doing more things because I feel like that's just what my body and spirit say I need. I know that there are a lot of people that do podcasts and they're very professional and they have these amazing productions, and it's dope, you know what I mean? But for me, sitting here talking about self-care, I gotta be able to keep it real with you. And I would much prefer to record an episode while sitting on my couch rather than have no episode go out at all, if that makes any sense. But I definitely want to do things that not only serve, but not, you know, overwhelm myself in the process, if that makes any sense. And hopefully that's something that you kind of are considering, or you are considering as well. So yeah, that is what is happening today. So I've got a quick episode for you today. And, you know, usually I try to have like little notes and stuff, but not today. Not today. I don't plan on this episode going very long. But what I want to speak about is how I had something that I would hide from other people. Like, in other words, there's this thing that I would hide about myself, and that thing ends up being the key to everything. And I want to talk about that today because I know that if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you probably have something about yourself that you're hiding too. And that's the key to everything for you. Like, I feel like God instills these gifts and talents, and I guess let's just call them quirks. Sometimes they're quirks or they're differences. They're differences, but they're installed into us before we leave the factory. And, you know, based on our circumstances in life and the families we're brought in, up in, and the schools that we go to, and just, you know, everything. What is it? Nature versus nurture. Just how we're nurtured and conditioned, you know, our experiences and our lifestyles, etc. You know, sometimes we hide those things about ourselves because we feel like it's too embarrassing. It makes us stand out too much. You might have gotten picked on for your thing, whatever that thing is, when you were in school. But there's just something about you that is unique, that is different, that no one else can do it the way that you do. No one else can say it the way that you say it. No one else can feel it the way that you feel it. No one can execute it the way that you execute it, because we're all different. We're all unique. But I think sometimes we are shown and conditioned that those things that make us different, that they're wrong, that they're not acceptable, that they're too weird. You know, like if you are not following the herd, AKA following the herd, I say AKA a lot. Do you notice that? And I also noticed when I was listening back to some previous episodes that I recorded, I say so many times, y'all. So many times. But that's one of my things. And sometimes you'll think that your gift isn't your gift, or that weird thing isn't a gift, because you feel like you don't do it the right way. Like me saying a million times. Yeah, I can definitely invest in some speech classes. And that might be something that I do down the line. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with tweaking and honing and you know, really working on your craft, if that makes sense. However, some of us are, we have this gift, and we're thinking that it's not a gift, and we're ashamed of it, and we're thinking it's not a gift because it's not perfect. It's not expected. It's not perfect. It's not dialed in all the way. Does that make sense? I remember for me, I know that talking, like, I don't know, y'all, if I'll ever get on a stage and speak in front of thousands of people. I don't know. I really don't. Had you asked me this question, you know, a few years ago, I'd be like, oh, absolutely not. I don't think so. Absolutely not. But, you know, I really don't know. But what I can tell you is, even though I was teased for it, like I was I always say, quote unquote, and AKA. If you've been listening to the podcast for a minute, you know, and I'm so glad that you are rolling with me and you understand my quirks and the things that I say. But yeah, I always say, quote unquote, that's another big one for me. But yeah, just when I was a kid, I was teased for being the white girl. I was teased for being the black girl, the Oreo, the sounded white. Because, you know, this is how I speak. And yeah, I can be very casual and relaxed, obviously, and kiki and cuss it up and do all those things. I'm not saying that I don't, but I'm saying more often than not, generally speaking, like, this is my voice. This is how I sound. This is how I speak. And I was teased for that because I spoke with proper diction, I guess, or proper English. I was teased for that. I was called the white girl. And on top of that, because my hair, back in the day, my mom used to, God bless her, like, she would press my hair and stuff. And I had a lot of hair when I was a kid. I mean, I still do have a lot of hair, but I wear it natural now. But I had a lot of hair when I was a kid, and it was long. And so my mom would straighten my hair. And of course, I would get those comments too. She thinks she a white girl because of how she speaks and blah, 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 blah. But I was just that nerdy kid. The nerdy kid with lacking in confidence, because she was going through a hell of a lot when she was a kid that nobody really knew about on the large scale. But, you know, I was this nerdy, goofy kid. And I was the white girl, like, or I spoke because I spoke properly, especially because I grew up, I went to private school for a good while. My mom wasn't able to keep me in private school. Keep in mind, she was a single parent of two kids in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? But I did go to private school for probably four years out of my whole education of school from K through 12, possibly four to five. I'm not sure of the exact number, to be honest with you. And in any case, when I went to public school, it was like, oh, snap. You know what I mean? Ooh, chale. It was like, oh, snap, this white girl. You know, that's when I really was called a white girl back in, like, in public school and stuff. And even as an adult, because there were things. Now, I know that I mentioned in a podcast episode before how I would just go out and do certain things. But that was not, like, an all-the-time kind of thing. For the most part, I was just a very, unless you knew me, and then all gloves were off. But I'm just saying, like, just generally speaking, for people that I did not know, you know, I was just more reserved. And I am still very reserved. Like, if I don't know you like that, I probably won't say much. I'm just very observant. I just look and watch and listen and, you know, because I'm a little shy. Okay, I'm a lot shy. But I'm just this weirdo. And I'm not saying that in a bad, woe is me way. I'm, like, owning it. Like, sometimes I'm just a weirdo, and I know that. But, you know, growing up as a kid, you're just like, there's something wrong with me. I'm different. But everybody's different, you know? Everybody's different and just wants to belong and fit in. But, you know, this was just me. Just like, I'm different because of how I speak or just different things like that. Plus, because I never got to do anything, okay? So I was like as I was affectionately called, an L7 or a square. I got called that maybe in two of my relationships. Like, they told me I was an L7 or a square. I was just a square. I was just a square. I was a square girl trying to fit into a round society. But yeah. But I'm telling you all this, girl, because I'm like, you know, you have something special about you. I don't know if you know it or not, but you do. Just like I do. We all do. But it's really up to you to honor that and own it. Figure out what it is, even though I think you know already. I think you know. What's the thing that people are always telling you, like, oh, you do this so well? Or people, like, tease you about, like, again, speaking like a white girl. But to me, now that I'm an adult, it just confirms that I'm just able to communicate. I don't want to say properly because that's not what I mean, but I'm just able to communicate in a good way. And there's different types of communication, but the way that I specifically communicate is good. It's good, right? And I want to own that more. It is good. I'm going to own that. And I already have. That's by me doing this podcast and sharing my life, my experiences, my thoughts, my hopes, my dreams, us building this self-care movement together, you and I, and you know, building out my coaching practice and just different things like that. Like, I am using my gift. I am using my gift. So you have something within you, excuse me, that you may have been hiding for years. You might be embarrassed about, but that thing is what is going to be the key to everything else that you want in life. You want to be successful. You want to dream bigger. You want to live a certain way. You want to live a certain lifestyle. You know, you want to heal and not be held back. And you want to break free of limitations. And you know what I'm saying? Do these amazing, beautifully abundant things. And level up and get your glow up on and evolve and shift, you know, into new seasons and just continue to bloom and pull out of or leave survival mode behind. And I think part of that takes just acknowledging that special something about yourself that can help you to do exactly that. And I'm speaking, and this is especially, I mean, it's for everyone that's listening, but especially for those of you that are considering starting a business. I know this is not F the Cubicle Friday. I know, but I'm just going to say it, okay? I know it's not F the Cubicle Friday, but for those of you that are thinking about starting a business, or you've kind of started one, or you're just like, I'm not sure, but maybe I think I have something, but I don't know. Girl, you got something. Who showed you that it was okay to aim high and go for your dreams while also just being yourself? For me, it was radio host Big Boy, Oprah, and KTLA news reporter Gail Anderson. In part, these people are the reason why this podcast specifically exists. This is the power of Black representation in media. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is more than a podcast. It's a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where every voice is as distinct and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In this collection, you'll find stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment, each episode a living account of what it means to be Black today. From the intricate narratives of The Wire to the wisdom of Michelle Obama and the urgent call for reparations, Black Stories, Black Truths really is the truth. Space wasn't always made for our perspective, so NPR's new collection is necessary as it celebrates the richness of the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE. Everybody got something. I am not any more special than you. You are not any more special than me. I am not any less special than Beyonce, okay? I am on Beyonce's level when it comes to being special. Even I had to laugh at that girl. But all kidding aside, you got something in you, girl. You might have been shamed for it. You might have thought, because I don't do it perfectly, no, that's not it. That can't possibly be it. You brush it to the side, you ignore it. But you've got something in you, and I'm pretty sure you know what it is. And that thing that you're holding back, that thing that you're hiding from, that thing that you're pushing down and ignoring, like, that's your something special. That's the key to a lot of things that you want out of life. And so I want you to start embracing that. Think about those things that someone may have said you do differently, or even the things that people say, because sometimes, like, I feel like life will leave clues too, because I would even have people tell me, hey, can you read this email for me? Because I like the way you say things, and I don't think I should send it before you look at it. I've had people do that to me too. I don't even like writing emails, but I do. I don't think that writing is my thing, honestly, but I think that communication is. And when I went to college, as a matter of fact, even though I dropped out after year one or two, major was RTVF, radio, TV, film. I wanted to be an actress, honey. I wanted to be an actress, or I wanted to be on the radio. And see, even that, now I'm thinking about it, I wanted to be on the radio when I was a kid. So, you know, you have something in you, girl. The point of all this is you got something in you, sis. You do. I don't care what nobody said about you, what nobody spoke over your life, what nobody said you would never be, or you could never do, or you could never have, or you could never ever dream of doing such and such. I don't care what nobody told you. I'm telling you that you got it. You got something special. And you can start using your talents and gifts now.
Don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to level up and step into that. Part of seeing things come to fruition that we want in life starts with taking action. And I did a bonus episode about action. What was that? Maybe like 2 weeks ago, something like that, or last week. These weeks are blended into one into another. But recently, you can go back maybe one or two episodes I talked about taking action. And this is not necessarily about that, but it's a part of it. Like that gift that you have, that thing that you're hiding, that thing that, you know, you feel is a hindrance because it makes you different. It makes you weird. It makes people, you know, what are they going to say about me? They, you know, like, nah. You think differently for a reason. You create things differently for a reason. You draw differently for a reason. You speak differently for a reason. You look differently for a reason. You process things differently in your mind for a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason. So what I really want you to do is own that and start acknowledging the greatness that's within you. And once you start doing that, your life can start to change. Once you move into that and lean into that. And again, I'll say it finally. I know that we have systems set in place that are against us. And I know it feels like we're fighting an uphill battle. I do. I know that. I know that. That's facts. But we're not going to let that stop us. We're not going to let none of that stop us. Because I know you have excellence within you. And I know that you were put here to do some amazing things. And I know that you have, like I said, greatness within. God put something in you, in your spirit, in your belly, somewhere in your brain, in your voice, in your mind, in your hands, somewhere. You got gifts and talents that are just not even going to use because you're scared. And so you just keep hiding it and pushing it back. But I promise you, you know, start to own that. Acknowledge it. Allow yourself to say, acknowledge it. Sometimes we're scared to even acknowledge it. Like, we don't even want to say it. Like, yes, I do speak well. Yes, I am a great speaker. Yes, I have potential to be an amazing speaker and speak to huge audiences and touch millions of lives. Like, that's me talking to myself. Like, yes, I do have this gift. Absolutely. And like, acknowledge it and sit with that and see how that feels. It's powerful. It's powerful to say yes to you, to say yes to yourself, to say yes to your gifts. It's powerful. It's powerful. So I just wanted to leave you with that because that was on my heart. Because I know that some of us, or a lot of us, we hide our gifts away. And we're afraid to like, bust them out like them, you know, when you be playing Uno with people and you hold on to them last, draw fours and draw twos and you line them all up in order. Some of us are afraid to do the Uno Grand Slam. I don't even know if that's called, but it sounds about right. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We afraid to release the cards. We gotta open up and put them cards on the table, baby. Slam them down like them domino bones and walk it out. That's what I want for you. That is self-care. That is self-care. You're acknowledging your greatness and you're allowing yourself to evolve and expand into that. That is self-care. It is doing the opposite of shrinking. That is self-care. So as you're working through and on your healing and all those things, like all of that together, that is self-care. And it's not that you need to do like 50 million things and they need to all be perfect and you got to follow this strict regimen for an hour a day or 10 hours a day in order to be doing self-care. It's not even that. Sometimes it's even the smallest, simplest things, just acknowledging something, saying it in an affirmation, taking one small action towards it, embracing the fact that you are different and that you have greatness inside of you. Like, it's just the small things too. That is self-care. That is self-care, okay? All right, so that's it for this episode. I typically like to read the ratings and reviews that I get sometimes on the podcast, but I didn't have a chance to do that today, but I promise you I do read them. including the one where I got a 1 star for being racist. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. I will take that 1 star and own it with pride. Okay. But all kidding aside, I mean, that did happen. I do have a 1 star review for being racist, quote unquote. See, I said quote unquote again. But please continue to like and share the podcast. Please continue to leave your 5 star ratings if you're listening to this on iTunes, and leave a comment and let me know how this podcast is helping you move forward with your self-care. And I may read it on the next episode. I really do appreciate that. Every time you do that, it helps me just a little bit to keep advancing this movement of love and care for Black women, which is what we all need. We all need that prioritization. And that's why I like to do these podcasts every single week. Every single week. Okay. All right. And I've had some of you actually hit me up about coaching. I do have a few slots still available. You can reach me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. And I can see if we can get you in on the calendar. So hit me up if you're looking for some one-on-one private self-care coaching. Okay, I have a Black Friday special going on right now. Don't miss out. Don't miss out. Don't miss out. Because another part of self-care is charging your worth. And I can tell you that pricing is going up because it is, all right? And that's the same for you. You honor your worth too. You know what I'm saying? It's not just me. It's you. You honor your worth. You know what you're worth. Honor that worth. Ain't nothing wrong with like raising prices, asking for a raise, like just different things like that. Absolutely. Because we lose when we don't do that. And that's a whole nother topic. But we do lose when we don't do that, when we don't honor our worth and honor our value, right? All right. All right. So that's it, sis, for this episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I hope that you have an amazing week. Hope that you're able to do some things that you love, get rest, get some sun on your face, take all the naps. Oh, you know what? I think Thanksgiving is next week. I don't even know when Thanksgiving is, but either way, if it is this week, have a blessed holiday. If it's next week, same thing. I guess I'll find out once I'm done recording. And for those of us that don't necessarily celebrate quote unquote Thanksgiving for obvious reasons, but still just enjoy the day for what it is, which is me. I just want to say have a blessed week all the same, okay? So I'll go ahead and leave you now. And as always, remember to pray, breathe, and remember that all is well. I will see you on the next episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.